Good morning. Past week staff is Daf Yud Aleph. First paragraph of Maseches Ksubis. Let's start the Mishnah on top of Daf Yud Aleph. So Mishnah HaGiyoris VeHashkuya VeHashivcha. Three cases over here. Giyoris that this she was born as a goy, and she was megayer, and that's the sugi we're going to talk about. We'll see a young age to be megayer. Hagiyeris, v'hashvuya, to someone that was captured by goyim, v'hashivcha, someone that has she was a shivcha, and the situation changed. Shiniftuv, shinizgayuv, shinishtachru, niftu goes on shvuya, nizgayuv goes on diyeris, nishtachru goes on shivcha. Question why the change of order. Akoponim, so the Mishnah says, Pchusis mlei shol shom yamecha, ksubos mosayim v'yeshlehen tainis psuvim. All of these noshim that the situation that they were in initially was a situation that becheskas nivalo. However, that if they were less than three, so we know that the halacha is that ein biyason biya. So therefore, they are becheskas besula. So that's why the halacha is ksubos masayim yesh nitanis besulim. They have besulim. And therefore the ksuba is Mosayim. Yeah. Zoch the Gemara. Omer Avhuno Gerkot Mapin Lois Al Das Bezdin. Okay, this is the sugi, where I refer to the sugi of Gerkotten. Rav Huna says the following, Gerkotten Mapin Lois Al Das Bezdin. Gerkotten. Rashi says as follows. The first Rashi, whatever the Div HaMaschel exactly is, I mean, should be there right to the Div HaMaschel on Gerkotten itself. This Gerkotten, Me'ein loy av ve'imoy havi osoy lehiz gayer. This Rashi seems to be making a difference between av and ein. Ein loy av ve'imoy havi osoy lehiz gayer. That's the halacha of Matbin Loisa al Das Bezdin. The Gemara later on tells us that there's a case that we don't need that it should be al pi Das Bezdin. Begeshin is Gairu Bonu Vupinoisa Vimoy. Now we'll see what the speak about the difference of the cases, of the two cases in the Gemara. Right? Ein loy av v'imoy havi osay lehiz gayer.
I mean, excuse me, why is it important that he has no av? I mean, what if his av was there and his av brought him to?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's take a touch on this right now. Right? I mean, the Gemara set tells us that there are two scenarios. At Rav Huna's din over here, that Matbin Ois Al Das Bezdin, and the Gemara tells us, My Komash Bulon to Suslo Zachalom Shabbifon of Tanina. The Gemara asks that what is Rav Huna's Chiddush, that we could be Zoichem, there's a din of Zachia, Shabbifon of, means Shlemidaita, one could do something on behalf of someone else, if it's a positive accomplishment for them. Over here, he's a cotton. So we don't have the das of the cotton, and one is and Ben Bezdin is doing on the cotton's behalf. Asks the Gemara that idea is already before in the mission like that. That's halacha of zochin la'adam shelo bifano. that if we're doing azchia, doing something positive, we could do a shlei b'fanov. If it's a chayv, in chavon adam shlei b'fanov, a chayv we can't. That the Gemara says, "Mal the same oivik chavon b'fker nichalei." The Gemara says, "Sakti Gemara." That inochanami, the ikar yisoid, the ikar concept, we know. The question is whether that applies over here. How do we judge what's being accomplished over here? The geiris, which we're accomplishing for him. Mal the same oivikavim b'fker nichalei. That without Rav Huna, one could have thought that it's not really a schus. It's not considered a positive accomplishment because evik chavam efker nichele the whole kaim alone. So the Gemara, because we pask in another situation, the evik vada befker nichele. That scenario is talking about to be zeiche in a. And I get shechur. There's an eved. He's an eved, and his rav is wants to free him. And the nidin over there is that could that shechur, that freedom, be accomplished through someone else, through zchiyah? And that's the issue over there, whether it's considered a schus or a chayv over there. And Gemara says over there. According to the mayor, maybe we'll see about that. That eved vada befker nichalei. That in being zoicha or get shechur for an eved, it doesn't work because it's not considered a schus. Even though he's becoming free, but he's losing out the hefkerus. Which is referring to that what's mutter to him as far as heter shivcha, that he would be losing out on as a result of his shichur, because his shichur is going to complete his geirus, even though it's matter him to a bas Yisrael, but as far as fulfilling his taiva, it's not the same. And therefore, it's not considered a schus. So therefore, one would say the same thing. And apparently, it's the same thing should apply to over here. I mean, as far as changing someone from an Akum to a Yisrael, Geirus, should also be the same issue, that it's not considered a schus because of Hefker Nichele. That's the Chiddush of Rav Huna Kamashmalan, the Hanamili Godel, the Torim Tam the Isura. That this that we find by Eved is referring to a Godel. He was Toim time of the Surah. He's already older and experienced the time of the Surah. So for him, that's where the din is Hefker Nichele. Avul Kotten, Zuchus Huloi. But for a Kotten, it's a Zuchus. So the Gemara tells us that the Ikar Chiddush of Rav Huna is not the ikar concept, ikar idea of schia, but this that it applies here. This is considered a schus, and therefore we could work with the parish, with the dinner of schia. Okay, we'll see the Gemara, and then we'll discuss that shaila. Let's see the Rashi. So Rashi Makbilin. Oysal das bezden, matbilin zokrashi, ein lechager b'lo milo utfilo. Matbilin oysal das bezden, zokrashi. That is what are we accomplishing over here? Matbilin oysoi. This is ger cotton. We're trying to be megayer him. Zokrashi that the tfilo is an integral part of the gerus. If we're talking about a zohar, so aside from the mila, there is tefila also. The vishenim are ma'ir taka. What about the mila itself? Why are we only discussing the tefila? Okay, so we'll see. We'll also see about that when we discuss this a little more, see what's really the issue over here is. Matbilin Isa that doesn't. So this is part of the Geiris, right? Matbilin Isa the Akoponim, the Tefillah Chelik of the Geiris is done Al Das Bezdin. Al Das Bezdin, we are doing this with the using the Das of Bezdin. What does that mean? Zakrashi, the Bezdin is Shlosh Yubit Tefillah Asayin. He didn't call Tefillah as Gersh, it's Tefillah Gimel. Zokrashi, the Bezdin we're talking about is Gimel Yisraelim that have to be present at the time of his tefillah. Zokrashi, he didn't call tefillah as ger. Even a ger who is a godel, which kipshuta, we don't need this halacha in the sugya over here. But there, regardless, there's another requirement that gerist has to be done in front of Bezdin. In our situation, that Bezdin is, we're using another aspect. Bezdin is playing an additional role. Al das Bezdin. Vehein nasin loy av, varehu gera yedehin. Rashi says, vehein nasin loy av, as if to say that Bezdin is taking the role of the Av, of the father, right? So this would seem to be the parallel to that first Rashi. Rashi says, "Im ein lo Av," right? It's come with the game. So it would sound like that if there was an Av, so you would have this halacha. And Rashi's saying that the Bezdin are playing the role of the Av. Barehu gera yidehen, and therefore the accomplishment of the Gerus is through them. And Zokrashi umagoi biyayin kosher. Rashi speaks out over here. What is accomplished with his Gerus? What's the difference whether he's a ger or not? What Rashi l'chora means over here is that at this point he's a cotton anyway, so there's no chiyuv mitzvus and oinshim. So what would be the nafkamina of his geirus? And that Rashi says umagoi biyayin kosher, that if a goy touches yayin, it would aser the yayin. But that's the halacha of one of the halachos that Chazal, that if a goy touches yayin, it makes it aser, it asks it.
Even a goy kata?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what the nafkamina over here actually says is whether this cotton is a goy or not.
So are you learning that he means to limit it to our derabanan, or you think he's not limiting it? He's saying specifically this because there's no other nafkamina, because it's not chayiv in mitzvahs.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay. That's what I was saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's not saying it's only derabanan. You wouldn't say that.
Well, yeah, I wasn't saying that. Maybe we could think about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying. So this Rashi just told us like this, that the truth is that every Geirus, even a Godel, needs Bezdin. That's halacha, but there's the function that Bezdin plays, the role that Bezdin plays, is different over here than you have in other places. In other places, even though we need a Bezdin, but we're not doing it al das Bezdin, Pashas, because he's a godel, so he has his own das. Over here, we're lacking the das, so Bezdin over here is doing something in addition to what happens when we're dealing with a godel that's becoming a ger. Now let's see. Zakrashi, mal the same of come fker nichel. Gemara explains, well, what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? The ikar halacha of schia, that's something which is mevuyer in a Mishnah. I don't need Rav Huna to tell me this. Zoktimur necham, the chiddush is whether this is considered a schus, and therefore the din of schia is applicable here. One might think that this is not continuous chos. On the contrary, this is a choiv, because the hefker nichle, and the hefkeris that he'd rather have, is only available to him while he's still a goy. Right. So that means that so change him over from a goy to a yid is a choiv. Ve'ein od nasa shliach la'odim lechayv asoy. Shiloi b'fonov. The halacha that we're working with is zochan olam shiloi b'fonov ve'ein chavin shiloi b'fonov. Zok Rashi, when we talk about b'fonov or shiloi b'fonov, the point isn't so much whether the person's present or not, which the words seem to say. Right over here, the cotton is present. Is present. So why is this a shaloi b'fanav? Rashi explains that the b'fanav and shaloi b'fanav we're talking about, the main point of that is klema shaloi midaita. That's really what it means. As when we're dealing with a godel, so if he's present, you know, so then he has his own das to do it. So when we're dealing with the zechia of a godel, generally we're speaking when he's not present. Right? And I'm doing something for on his behalf when he's not present. But the main point of that is not so much whether he's present or not, because what that just means is that being that he's not present, so I don't have his das over here to accomplish the shlichus. Okay, we'll see. But by a cotton, since even when he's present, physically present, that I don't have his das anyways, cotton doesn't have any das, so that would be considered a situation of shloi b'fanav. That's what Rashi is saying over here. Klam shloi midayt v'kotn lav bardeyu. That's the chiddush over here. Ma'al the same, but this is a choiv. And the Gemara brings a support to this idea that we do find, in truth, that such a situation is a choiv because of hefker nichle. To hagabe evit kamlam and perek kama de gittin. The vaday b'efker nichle, the Gemara says over there that definitely is b'efker nichle. Noyach lo lias eved, he'd rather be an eved v'hei mutar b'efker zimas hashvoches, and he'd rather be an eved, right? Even though he's tachas rishus of someone else, he'd rather be an eved rather than be a free man, because there's an advantage that he has. That an Eved, that Chazal knew, that he would rather have the availability of the Zimas HaShvachis, rather Miyos Ben Chorin, rather than a Ben Chorin, even though Ben Chorin does give him a heter, something that he did not have before, which is Mutu Bevas Yisrael. However, it's not the same, and therefore the Goy, I'm sorry, the Eved, his wants and interests would rather have the hetash focus. As a Rashi, that to fulfill his wants and needs, a Bas Yisrael is not the same as a Shivcha, and therefore he'd rather have a Shivcha. So making him into a Ben Chayrin, which is taking away that availability from him, is considered a choiv. It's a loss for him, and therefore over there, Yitaka can't do schir. Kamash Malon, so Rav Huna is coming to say, "Hocha the Gabi Ev Kechavim Cotton Le'Amirin Hachi." And now the Sifna Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that Eved and Akum are really in the same situation. The difference between them is just whether a godel and a cotton. That's the difference. So, I mean it should follow according to this. Then, let's say the zchiyah of a ged shechrer, right, of a eved katan, really would work, right? Because it's considered a zchus. Being that he's a cotton, Zakrashi. The Hanamili Dinichle Befkeira, when do we say the Gemara in Gittin that he'd rather have the Hefkeiras? Is Godel. That's Dafka by a Godel. That now what is the reason for that? Should Godel Bamidas Hefkeiras? Because he was Nizgadel. He grew up, meaning that he became accustomed to such a thing. He was time that time, and therefore he has a desire for it. However, a cotton, which didn't experience that, so for the cotton, the advantage of the geirus, or for the shechrer for that matter, is considered a zchus, and therefore we could use the din of zchia.
Isn't the Eved Kanani half Jewish and he's chayv in the mitzvah ki'isha?
Okay, but he's still mutter to a shifcha.
He's mutter to run around with different shifchas and do his nus like hefker zimas hashvachos. This is something he's able to do whatever he wants. I mean, isn't he like he went to the mikvah already? He had bris mila. He was mekabel all mitzvahs. I think something at least partially to, at least the level that.
But we know that he strolls us to a shivcha and he's mutter to a shivcha, right? Right.
He's mutter to a shivcha to have a shivcha like a wife, or he's mutter to be. Like
there is no kiddushin to a shivcha, so the whole relationship to a shivcha is that is the nature of a relationship.
Isn't there a concept of designating a shivcha? I mean, every can't run around to 100 different shivchas. Every has one specific shivcha. No, isn't that? I don't know what the pasuk is talking about, but the pasuk says v'hi shivcha nefreferes l'ish.
I mean, he said every.
Is a different case. It's a case of whatever. But this machlok is what the case is talking about. Whatever the case is, but he can, and Eved Kanani is allowed to just act like that. I mean, hefkera, like zimas, whatever. I mean. What does it mean? I mean, if he's chayv, why is he mutter in a shivcha? If he's chayv a mitzvah, I mean, one of the mitzvahs is, you know, he's chayv in the losa says.
But you're not questioning why is he mutter in a shivcha?
Is
right?
He totally mutter in running around with his nus?
Well, I mean, he's mutter to a shivcha, right? Then there's no kiddushin, right? It's not, it's not regular issues. You're questioning the initial premise. I mean, I think that we understand that he's mutter to a shivcha.
I understand that. I'm asking why. I understand you tell me that's the halacha. I'm asking why.
Well, I mean, what is the question? He should have the isurim that Yisrael has on
he
it.
He has all the losases. He's chayav in all of this is ki'isha plus bris mila, so he has more mitzvahs than isha. He has some mitzvahs that a lady doesn't even have.
I mean, like Max said before. I mean, even Eved Ivri is mutter to a shivcha. There's no question whether he's mutter to a shivcha or not.
Eved Ivri is not mutter to be the hefkeira to go around to Eved Ivri. They gave him one shivcha, and the pasuk even calls it isha v'yaldeh tiel adonah. They call her isha. I mean, maybe it's not a full wife, but she's a designated wife. She's a designated shivcha. The pasuk calls the lashon isha of the shivcha of the Eved Ivri. It's not just a znus like hefkeris.
It's not issues. Well, what can I tell you? I mean, this is not issues, and so you're dealing with a shivcha as opposed to a bas yisrael, right? However that plays out, there's a zilin shchichle as opposed to a bas yisrael. That's not the relationship.
But he's
wanted
to go around to all different
shivchas. I don't necessarily, you want to know whether that's true or not. But I don't know if that's definitely what Rashi's saying over here, right? Rashi,
because he says behefkes imas hashvachos. It sounds like Lashon Rabbim. Mios ben Chorin.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it sound like he's running around?
Yeah, I kept saying I don't know exactly what the iser exactly will be. I mean, you know, if he's mutter to shivcha, right?
Because he's mutter to shivcha.
I was wondering from the flip side, is that a ger is restricting much more on himself than an eved, right? An eved already was chayv in all the mitzvahs, right? Kashrus, right? A ger is giving up a lot of more things, and things that even a katan could relate to, right? In other words, I say that a katan ate treifa. So maybe, I mean, how can we say that it's a zachin to a katan? Or, you know, I mean, clearly there are benefits, but there are definitely chovos to a katan that we don't find by an eved.
To a katan that we don't find by an eved to a ger.
Right.
A ger. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting Shiloh. Let's see. See, this is more relevant, like to maybe something you want to know, that the Eved, he's mechuyev mitzvahs, right? So I mean, he's anyways not eating maicholos asuris and things like that. So that's why that's not what
not going to McDonald's.
Yeah, right. So that's why that doesn't come onto the. That's not the issue over here, right? The issue is of the heter that he has. You know, how do you deal with that? But when you're talking about a ger, so there's a lot more of things which were mutter to him, which are becoming also now. Mm-hmm. Well, see, hashdos is lahochi. That, I mean, what are we talking about? What is this chos? Right? Apparently, we're supposed to understand that becoming a yid that is at essentially a chos, and whatever. Whatever comes right, along with it.
So we definitely see the positives, but that applies to the Eved also. But we're saying that despite the spiritual benefits of becoming a Yid, if he has a taiva for things that are going to become restricted, so he doesn't, you know, he might not appreciate the benefits. It's not a clear sphere. So mm-hmm. So I would think that, you know, could apply to a katan who is
this katan is 3 years old, right?
Not lot of
no.
So right? I mean, again, our sugya is talking about a 3 year old, but this is a general statement that
even a
ger katan.
Yeah.
Anyone under 12 for a girl and 13 for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I hear the question. Anyone have a thought on that?
Well, I think a cotton under 3, because it doesn't have das, So a katan under 3 in a day maybe wouldn't even differentiate between between what he or she is enjoying.
Right, but it's not. But it's not. It's not limited to a katan under 3. This is a halacha about a ger, right? Based into the.
So it's really only for a katan over. I think over 3.
Well, I don't know. I mean.
Well, an adult, you could assume that if he didn't convert, he made a conscious decision not to convert. But a katan, because mentally you know they're not competent, you know, then you can't say that they decided not to convert. The default is that it's better to convert. It's better to be a Jew, you know, it's better. And some people get blinded by short-term benefits, but they want to, but long-term, everybody knows it's better. So the adults who did not convert, he said, okay, well, they must have decided not to, even though it's not smart, but they just, the child, because they're not competent enough to decide not to, so then the default is that it's better to convert.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, that's a possibility. See, but what we would ask over here is like this: is that I mean the Gemara does discuss what the chiddush is, right? And the Gemara is entertaining that maybe it should be a choiv, just like we find other places. And the Gemara just says because it's like loitoim time of the isura, loitoim time of the isura. Loitoim time di sura, which
we understood that as nus. He's saying, what about the cheeseburgers?
Right.
Which really only applies to somebody older.
It could be an 8-year-old also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I'm forced to say that they're not so ruggle to those foods until they become a gadol that it doesn't, not such a chisaron for them. Mm-hmm. I'd say it wasn't that hard for me to give up non-kosher food, even though I really liked it. It was enjoyable. It wasn't out of the, I don't know. It wasn't that hard, and I was a gadol.
So you're saying that the taiva for znus is so much more than other mitzvahs that...
That's essentially what I'm saying, yeah. Or other avevas, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really a comparison. I don't know if that's the only thing I can... That's my suggestion.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm wondering. I'm wondering, Taka. Now that you brought it up, when we say that a cotton is loitom tamid isura, does that mean? I mean, you see from the mission itself. I mean that even a young child bets them. You know, is becheskas nivalo, right? Just less than 3. You know, so then she still has her besulim, but so what does it mean? What does it mean that loitom tamid isura? Right. Apparently, it doesn't mean that we could assume that there was no experience. Selamai means that someone at such a young age, it doesn't make such a. It wasn't this gadol. Right? That's what it means. Even though it was an experience, but you know, but it doesn't become part and parcel that there's such a draw to it. Maybe that's what it means. In other words, what I'm saying now is that maybe a different approach, rather than be machal between znus and other averis, right. but maybe what this means is that a cotton, a younger person, that even if they do experience, but that toim time edi sura, this that means that it makes such an impression on them that it becomes a strong draw. You don't have that, so that's why you know doesn't rate so high when we're
not only being a strong draw, it's being such a strong draw that they would rather not be Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a strong draw. Yeah, it tastes good, but saying, you know, I would rather enjoy this food than be Jewish. So that conversation has to take place in the mind, and a child, it just doesn't get there. With an adult, he makes a decision. I'd rather have a cheeseburger than mm-hmm. the long-term benefits of mm-hmm. being a Jew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the point. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. So the Gemara by us tells us like this. Now let's try to hear this. This the Ikra Halacha over here. What it tells us that like this, that if we have a ger in Kibshutai, it would seem that if you have a ger that's already a bardas, this whole halacha over here is non-relevant, and only because we're talking about a ger who's a cotton, the potential ger is a cotton. So there's something that he can't accomplish by himself, and that has to be accomplished by others, and the way others could do it is by using this tool called Zchir. Now, what's missing? Rashi tells us that what's missing over here is Das. There's a factor of in the Geris that we need Das. Now it would seem that the das that we're talking about over here is that when the tefillah, which is a ma'isa geris, is an act, right, which through that act geris is accomplished. But we need to have some kind of das that has to be done with the intention that it's this tefillah is a tefillah that's mitam geirus. It's a tefillah which is accomplishing geirus. And without that, even though the action is taka an action, but it's not going to accomplish. And now that this general idea is I think we understand. Like for example, in something called a ma'isa kinyan, that person wants to be kind of something. Right, something's hefker, let's say, and he wants to pick it up, and he wants to make it his. His bailus should come upon it, and if someone else takes it now, right, they're stealing from him. So there's certain actions which could create a kinyan, bring on his bailus, hagbo, shicha, different types of actions. But if a person were to do that action itself without thinking kinyan itself, so the kinyan is not accomplished. This is an action. If this action is done with that purpose, that I want this action to create that kinyan, it should activate that chalos, then it could do it. But if there is no connection between that action and the bailus, so it might be a ma'isa kinyan, but it's not going to accomplish the kinyan because it has to be done for that purpose.
You have to have kavana.
Wow.
You have to have kavana to be kona?
Yeah.
Meaning just picking it up doesn't do anything.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right.
Like picking up an avida.
Well, you can't be kona something that's not hefker. That's not the avida belongs to somebody else.
But your kavana at the moment you pick it up makes a difference whether you fulfill the mitzvah or you don't fulfill the mitzvah. So I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's see about that. Yeah. Okay. That's what you hope about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will you have a chiyuv to return it?
If you pick it up with the das of being kona, then you can't do the mitzvah anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You might create yourself problems. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, so therefore, similarly over here, that tefillah, right, is a ma'isa of geiris, but without attaching the das which is that this tefillah is being done for the purpose of accomplishing geirus, then it's not going to help. Now, if you have a goy or a ger who's a godel, so he's a bar das, so his tefillah could be done through his own das. He's doing it for the purpose of geirus. However, if he's a cotton, you don't have that. So what's going to make this tefillah a tefillah of geirus, that it should accomplish geirus for him? So, you know, we need some kind of legal das over here. So that's this halacha over here, that mapil la say al das bezdin. Now,
Kabbalah's little mitzvahs, isn't that a requirement?
Okay, that's a good question. That's a good question, Mac. What do you have to say about that?
I guess I think it's the same thing. That's when we say you need das. You need das to be makabel the mitzvahs, like you're being kona something. That's the way I understood it, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you have to wait till he's a bar mitzvah.
Well, I mean, it sounds like over here that the geiris is accomplished. Right? We'll see. We'll have to speak about that second part of the Gemara about being moicha later on. But it would seem that we have all the parts of the geiris right now. Right? So as far as the Kabbalah's own mitzvahs, truth is that might be part of really what we're discussing right now. Right? That's also the das. We just spoke very specifically how that this action over here, and that's more as mashma, that we're discussing specifically the tefillah itself, but that might be true also that the das of Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, you know, the general concept of geirus, that's also al das bezdin. That could be.
We don't say for a full yid, when he's a bar mitzvah, then he starts with chiyuv mitzvahs. Till then, it's chinuch. No, 11-year-old boy. That's why we have bar mitzvah, and now he's a real chiyuv mitzvahs, right? But till then, isn't it chinuch?
So you're saying a katzin, he's not really makabel anything because he does not chiyuv mitzvahs.
Couldn't be any more for a ger, and his geyer, than a full yid.
That's a home run. Grand Slam.
Yeah. That's a good point. Now, what we would be talking about over here is the Kabbalah's own mitzvahs, that is, you know, at whatever point it actually kicks in. That geirus is something that when you become a geir, then whenever the time of the actual chiyuv mitzvahs kicks in, right? That's when that's chal. But the Kabbalah's all mitzvahs is part of the essence of the geiris. So it will be hard to say that there's a geiris that which is non related to the Kabbalah's all mitzvahs at all. But what you're saying is a very good point, right? It's not a question of a current chiyuv, right? But it's what the geiris is accomplishing is that he's putting himself into a position that inevitably, at a certain point of time, that he will be chal.
Right, and the meantime will be chinuch. Like,
okay, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Changing the default.
Yeah.
That was very, very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, very nice. Very nice. Okay, so we're discussing right now that what's missing, the das, and how are we, where is the das coming from? So that's what the Gemara tells us, that Bezdin, the Bezdin that's there regardless, is going to supply the necessary requirement of das. Now the Gemara tells us then how are they supplying das? How does their das serve a different party? So the Gemara tells us that it's working with a dinner of schir. That's the Gemara called zochen ashle befonav. Now what exactly is the idea of schia. This concept of schia. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, in this mouth, the same, Rashi says, when the Gemara is talking about that, you might have thought, Tzchayb, ve'ein odam nasa shliach lo odam lechevosan. It's in the Rashi, mouth, the same, it's the third Rashi, or maybe the fourth Rashi, mouth, the same, mouth, the same, the Gemara over there is talking about why it might not work, because it's a chayv. Ve'ein odam, now Rashi sort of paraphrases the din of ein choven lo odam. So Rashi changes a little the words there. Rashi says ve'ein odam nasa shliach lo odam lechayvosai. So in those words in Rashi, it would seem to say that Rashi is saying that the idea of zechia, this term or this concept of zechia, what this is, it's shlichus. That's what this is. It's a shlichus that is done without someone appointing the person to make a shliach. I'm stepping in as a shliach for you, even though you didn't appoint me as a shliach. That's what the din of zchi is. If you look in Tosfos, just the first few words in the beginning of Tosfos, without getting into his question, does Zechiah have a mitam shlichus? Tosfos says that Zechiah is working. The top Tosfos. You see the top Tosfos?
Yeah.
Tosfos is asking a question. We just take out what he says. Tosfos is v'tema. Does Zechiah have a mitam shlichus? That's what we want to see. Zechiah have a mitam shlichus. The kivan the schusu loy anansadi the oved leishliach. Tosfos tells us even a step further. Right, but the first point over here is, right, Tais also calls it Tzchi Mitam Shlichus, right, that means like this, like we mentioned before, there are sources to the din of Shlichus, by Truma, right, Atem, Gam Atem, the source, there's such thing as a Shlich, right, that itself needs the source, right, that I could appoint someone, and now he could do something on my behalf. Right, that's the chiddush of the ikra halacha of shlichus, but that's talking about when I'm consciously appointing that person as a shlich for me. And you know, the chiddush is that he could accomplish things that usually I would have to do myself. Right, there's a shlichus, right, dushin, gittin, right, all these things. The Mar has sources that is a din of shlichus, but this is all discussing when there's a conscious appointment of the shliach. The din of schia is it's shlichus, however, it's a shlichus without the appointing. And on that, Tosfos seems to say that the way that works is it's not necessary to make an official appointing. Why? Because anansadi, because something that's very clear that you would want that person to do it for you is as if you appointed him. Right? It would sound like over here that the appointing is only when it's not self-evident that you want him to do it for you. Then you need to actually go to make the appointing. But something which is clear, everyone understands that you want to do that. So when you're walking by and you see something hefker on, you know, outside, and you see that item, you know that your friend, you know, could benefit from it, and you pick it up for him, right? And if he becomes the owner, right, the head of that work, right, that's schia. So what's happening over here is that you became an automatic shliach. I assume this is a schus. It only works if it's a schus, right? So that's why the idea of schus versus choiv, something which is a schus for him. So on that we can say anan sadi that he would have wanted to make him a shliach, and therefore it's not necessary to actually make the minui.
It sounds like could create chaos because people have different opinions on what's right and what's wrong and what's good and what's bad.
So we might have to we might have to verify, right? Like this. So we might have to verify and we'll have to see that even does verification help us? Does it have to be something that is an overall schus, right? Right, so those protein, right, is not our sugi over here right now, mm-hmm. But there's definitely something right that right someone who appreciates and notices these fine points, right?
I give you a dog, but now you have to walk it.
Yeah. Well, or somebody can say, "I was Makadosh and Isha for you." It's a schus for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a hit you want us to go?
Yeah, okay. Right. So this concept of schia, right, the way we're talking right now, there might be a different opinion on this, but I think the simple understanding of what that is that it's an automatic shliach. That's what this is. Right, so this word, this word we refer to as chia. That's really what it is. It's an automatic shliach. Without it's a shlichus that we don't need the appointing. Something which is an intrinsic benefit. Now we'll see that. I mean, Tosfos is still bothered by the question because L'chari, it can't be better than if he actually appointed you. So if a katan can't make a shliach, even if he tried to, so you know how do you automatically become a shliach? Right? It's just okay. So that's
this whole shlichus is a funny shlichus is if I'm kona something for you, so I'm doing the maisa. Right.
And mm-hmm. Okay. Right, very good. Yeah.
Right. But here, right. If a cotton picks up something, or someone picks up something, and I just have a kavanah to have the das for you, right? So that. So
you're asking a good point, right? Right. So let's speak this through. Let's be okay. Yeah. I'll tell you.
Let's translate the English.
Right. Right. So he's pointing out a good point over here as follows that. Usually, when we're talking about shlichus, so someone is doing an action for you, and by doing this action for you, you know, that's how it relates to you. Over here, this is a new kind of thing that the action really is being done by the person himself. It's just the das facet. That's missing. We're injecting. For example, like, you know,
the
cotton, right?
Like he's getting the
tefillah. The tefillah, right? Okay. Right. And partially theoretical, but just to bring out the idea that, you know, what would be if a cotton made a maisa kinyan, right? So could we stand there as the das and help for him?
Or even a gadol, right? The same.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Even a gadol, the same.
Customer. Let's say right. That's a better case. Like in the case that we discussed before, right? When a gadol makes a ma'ase kinyan, right? He makes a ma'ase kinyan, but without das to be kohen. So could someone else supply the das?
Picks up the hefker item, and I have das that he should be kohen by his action of picking up, but he does not have das that he should.
Right,
be
kohen. Right.
That doesn't sound like it should work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, see, so what Shlomo's been married then, isn't that what's happening in this Gemara over here? That the tefillah, the cotton's doing the tefillah, and we're supplying the das, which will give that tefillah the relevance that it needs to have in order to accomplish the gerus.
But the cotton is not doing the tefillah. The gedolim are doing the tefillah for him.
How are they doing the tefillah for him?
They're talking.
No, I mean they're guiding him. They're, he's not saying, okay, I'm going to go do tefillin now.
No, but they're not going in the water, is what he's saying.
Okay, but they're
they pick him up and put him in the water.
They're the ones who are being toivel him.
Well, how do you understand? What does that mean?
They're telling him, okay, go step in now and be toivel, and they're watching him, and they're the ones that are making him to be nitvel. He's not saying, okay, I'm going to go toivel. He's not saying, okay, I'm going to bris milah also. They're doing it for him.
So it's like if somebody says, pick that thing up and be kone it. That's what you're going to say. It's like that.
Well,
that
I'm
would be a shlichus.
It's not that he's doing the maisa, but by a katan for sure. I think they're doing it for him.
They're doing it for him. They are doing it for him.
Brins for sure.
Well, they pick him up and they put him in the mikvah. They do the action. They dunk him.
See, yeah, if that's what it is, then maybe. But I don't think that we're limited to that.
It says matvilin. Doesn't the lashon matvilin mean they do the action? They toivel him. Isn't that what the word matvilin means?
And even if they don't physically by hand put him in, but they're telling him, they're guiding him to do the whole thing.
Well, they guide an adult also. If an adult becomes a ger, they also give him instructions. They say, do this now, do that. So they also guide. Guiding doesn't do anything. But if they picked him up and dunked him in,
I think maybe.
Okay, but you're definitely mentioning a point over here, right? Which is worthy of thinking about. See, if the point that we're wondering about over here is that is there a shlichus on just raw das itself, just das? Is there such a thing that we could just apply das without the action itself? So you want to offer that maybe over here it's not das without the action, because the action maybe is related to the das givers, that we view it as if Beis Din is making the tefillah and the makers of the tefillah have the das. Okay, I hear that. That's possible. Akoponim, even if it's not that they're not physically putting him in, but we can understand that's how we view it. Right? Even if it were to be that by a gadol, and we don't look at it like that, because by a gadol we don't need to look at it like that. But by a katan, we could view that the actual tefillah is, the tefillah itself is al das Beis Din. The maisa tefillah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe if you look at it like, taking medicine, like if a child needs medicine, the guardian isn't going to be taking the medicine, for the child. The guardian will say, he needs medicine, we're going to give him medicine, and they'll stuff it down his throat. So maybe it's a similar thing where he could force the child to take medicine, he could give it to him. So maybe it's maybe being tribal is like taking medicine.
It's a good mashal because the Torah is called Samachayim. It's the portion of life.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good point. So definitely we could, if this is an issue, we have a hard time understanding whether such a shlichus could be, so then definitely we can understand it how the way that the chevre hachaburo are offering over here to understand that maybe we can understand that in the actual maisa itself there's a matbilin. There's a matbilin here. Mm-hmm. Okay, very nice. That's a thought. Okay. So what we discussed till now was like this, is that we're saying that there's das which is lacking in this geiris over here. Beis Din are supplying the das. They're supplying the das through a din of shlichus. Were one to make a shliach, so then we wouldn't need the dinner of Zechia. And the idea of Zechia is something which is, which there's an anansadi, right? An anansadi, when we speak about an anansadi, means that as if we have the minun, right? That's what it is, right? It's not necessary to go through the steps of the minun, because there's like an automatic appointance, right? Whatever the word is. Yeah.
Right.
That refers to something which is right, no, just like a witness will give over a fact that which is an accepted fact. Right. So sometimes you don't even need people to get up there and to testify. Right. It just self-evident.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what this halacha is, and. The difference between a schos and a chayv is that we can only have that anansadi only if it's something which is a definite schos. Right? So then we have that anansadi. Then we can say that for sure. You know, he would have wanted it. He does want it, and then we could proceed according to that. If we don't have the schos, if something which is considered a chayv, so we don't have an anansadi. So there's nothing which could create that shlichus. But of course, the b'mokam that you have a minui, if you have an appointing, then schus mechayv are non-relevant, right? You know, a person could make a shliach even if the thing is v'chayv osay. And it's not the chayv is not something which will prevent a shlichus from happening. The chayv is something that doesn't allow this automatic shlichus from being chal, right?
So how would this relate to the if there's the non-Jewish father present, or even Jewish? I don't know the first Rashi. You know,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. So let's just go one more piece of Gemara, okay. And then we'll be ready to talk about that. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara says Leimo Misayle. Zok the Gemara Leimo Misayle. A proof to Rav Huna, our Mishnah. Hagiyeres v'ashua avshivcha sheniftam v'shnizgayrim v'shdach v'pchusis b'mnei shol shom yom erchad. So our Mishnah talks about, obviously, this was a ger cotton, a yeres ktana, right, in our Mishnah. My love, the at belinu al das bezdin. How did this happen? She's a ktana. So Zokti Mora, but you see from this Mishnah that something could be accomplished. Must be that the das which is missing by a cotton ktana could be supplied by Bezdin, so we can make a tefillah al das Bezdin. Now Agav, a general question. It's sometimes maybe someone will pick up on this, but it's just a side thing. I hope I'm not going to ruin the flow over here. But it's interesting. We had this in the previous piece of Gemara, also similar kind of thing. But the Gemara right over here asked the question that Mike Mashmon Tanina, right? That was the first question our Gemara asked. What is he saying? It's a Mishnah. So the Mora has to find what the Chiddush is. And the Mora goes a step further, and the Mora is also seemingly producing a Mishnah, which says what he says, but the Mora now is singing a different niggin. The Mora is not asking a question to Nina. The Mora is saying, Lema Masayile, right? We're this Mishnah is now a support for him. We're not asking any questions. Right? We're supporting him from the Mishnah. Right? Why was it that initially it was a question, and over here it's a support? Just in the pshat.
Meaning, in both cases, he's saying we see in a Mishnah like Rav Huna. So why was one a question? What did Rav Huna need to say it for? We already learned it. And this one is saying, okay. This is a support for Rav Huna.
Right. So I think you see in Lali, we had this same thing before in the Gemara before Rebbe Lezer, right? Then a Shavi and Afshe, someone asks a question, then Abaye comes along, Apen and Ami Tanina. Right? Same kind of thing. I think that maybe the answer to this over here is that if we have a Mishnah which the purpose of the Mishnah is to say that din, that's why we ask the question, Tanino. You know, what's he coming to say? There's a Mishnah that the purpose of the Mishnah was to say that. But something which the purpose of the Mishnah is not to say that, it's just evident from the Mishnah that there exists such a thing, right? That's what we refer to as Afanami Tanino. And as he's allowed to point it out, right? To point out that such a thing is true. That's what he's coming to stress the Ikra Halacha. That we could find in Mishnah that the Mishnah, even though the main point of the Mishnah is not that, but it's understood from the Mishnah there must be such a thing. That's what we refer to as an Afananami Tanina. Okay. So the Gemara says that L'chora, our Mishnah is Mivui such a thing, because our Mishnah is working with the Ager Cotton. L'chora, you know, Rav Huna seems to be telling us that you could have a ger cotton, and that's basically what it seems to be. Because if we didn't have his chiddush, then you couldn't have a ger such thing as a ger cotton. If you find the Mishnah talks about a ger cotton, that would be right to him. And that the Gemara says no. Hochma askin a beger shen is gairu bono vuvnoisav imoy. This is a situation shen is gairu bono vuvnoisav imoy. That the father, let's say, he's also being megaris. So the geris is being done with the parent and the child simultaneously.
That, why does the Mark say that? Why can't you just say Hakumayaskin and the father brought it? Because the first Rashi says it made
Lola. Yeah, okay. So we're coming back around from that. Okay, right. We're going to first start with the Gemara, and then we'll try to see the Rashi. Right. Okay. Very good. Yeah. Gemara says that there's another case over here which we don't need the chiddush of Rav Huna for, right? In a case when a child, a cotton, is being his guy with the father. So then it's nichel hu b'may d'ovad avuhoin. Let's see what Rashi says. Look, Rashi. Actually, there's no Rashi over here.
Does it have to be all Banav and Benosav all together became game, or just the father and his daughter? You could have 10 other kids and then become Jewish.
Yeah, Pashas, that's what it means. Right? Pashas, that's what it means.
It's not like a family garris. It's not like they became Jewish as a family.
Yeah, I don't think so.
His story is left out.
I knew people once. A Jewish guy married a non-Jewish Catholic woman. She eventually converted, and the kids converted one by one later. One of them held out. He liked eating non-kosher, but eventually he converted also. They're all very from now. I won't say any names, but they're all very from people. Baruch Hashem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so now let's see. Now, when the Gemara is saying over here, the nichel hu b'may d'ovad avuhoin, so the mashmois ha-Gemara is that there's a overriding strong factor which will determine over here the schus en choiv. Right, that's.
Why do you have to come up to that?
Okay, let's see, yeah.
I mean, if the first Rashi is mashma that the father has the power to megayer his daughter or his son, and the whole problem of why we need Bezdin is when there's no father involved in the situation, so then you need Bezdin to replace the father. So you don't need to be nichale, and you don't need anything. You don't even need the father to become Jewish. You just need the father to initiate it.
So one second. Let's see if that's what it is. And okay, so we wanted to start with the Gemara, right? And then we'll feel out what we could see in the Rashi. what we see in the Gemara is the Gemara is making a difference whether right now we'll talk in general, right? Whether the parent is being megayer also, right? And there's a difference between the two, and if the if we have a Mishnah which talks about a parent being Megayer with a child, then that's not a riot to Rav Huna. Maybe Rav Huna, what he's saying, is not true. Maybe his scenario is considered a choif. However, this will still work. Now, how does this work when they're being megayer together with a parent? So what we were saying over initially was that the Gemara says, "Denicha luhu b'may to'ovar avuhin," right, would sound like that's something that definitely the children would want. Meaning to say that this is a definite zuchus over here. However, if the parent is not being megayer, which that's the scenario that Rav Huna is talking about, that's what we need Rav Huna's chiddush to say, that even over there, it's considered a zuchus. That's right now how we're understanding the Gemara. Okay, so hear what we just said. Right? So what we just said was that regardless, we need to have the din of schia. We need schia. However, that these are two different situations where when the parent is being megayer, then it's poshut that it's a zchus, and therefore we could use chia. And Rav Huna's chiddush is that even when the parent is not being megayer, we would even consider that a zchus, and you could use the din of chia for it to work. Now, according to this understanding, so in this case, when the parent is being megayer, we're just explaining that it's a schus, but whose das are we using over here? Right? Who is? Right? Are we still using the das bezdin, or over here? We could use the das of the parent.
Does it also work if the mother becomes Jewish then, and the daughter becomes Jewish with the mother, or is it after the av?
Mm-hmm. So that might have something to do with that first Rashi, right? So now we're ready to come back to that first Rashi, okay? Right, now that we have the Gemara, there seems to be, try to figure out what are these two categories that the Gemara is talking about. Right? The Gemara has two categories. One is the Chiddush of Rav Huna, and one is something which is not using Rav Huna's Chiddush. And the Gemara says that Geshen's guy Bonovu Benoy Savima. Now getting back to that Rashi. Rashi says that first Rashi, Im Ein Loy Av, V'imay Havi Yosei Lihiz Gayer. Right? So, what we need to know is like this. I mean, Rashi would seem to be saying, in order to have that the case should be the Chiddush of Rav Huna, we have to make that our case is not like the case of the Gemara, right? When there's the Chochmah asking Geshen's guy Bonav Uvnois of Imoy, right? So therefore, Rashi is saying that we don't have that situation. Im ein le'av ve'imay have a yosel his guy, right? So it would be mashma like this, that din in the Gemara, it would seem to be that it's a halacha specifically about an av, right? Which might need explanation why that should be, but let's just take the Moskal Rishon, what it seems to be over here. Right? Just trying to figure out the Rashi. Rashi tells us,
don't we say there's no yifus for goy and zermasam zermasusim, and you're not miyakis the father. You don't even know who the father is really, but we're not miyakis the father to the son.
So this issue is not so much an issue of zechus. Right now, this is just to create a nichusa, right?
There's no yichus.
Okay.
It might not be even his father.
Okay, but how does he relate to him?
Because he thinks it's his father, that's enough of his chus, because he wants to be together with the person he thinks is his father.
That's right. The michus is right. It's depending on practical thing. Okay. But let's hear. Let's just try to hear this over here. That Rashi says that there's a difference between ein lo av v'im have yos his guy, right? So the question always like this is that what are we talking about over here, right? What's the situation of the mother? Is she being megayer now or not, right? L'chor, the Gemara later on seems to be talking about that if the parent themselves are being megayer, so then I don't need the chiddush of Rav Huna. So the mother, who's, and we're going to try to figure this out, right? And included in the question is mother and father. But let's just work out our possibilities over here. Okay, so the Gemara later on tells us that if the parent, okay, right now I'm talking in general, we might have to change the one. But if the parent is Megaya, then I don't need the dinner of Rav Chisda. Rav Huna, right? So now Rashi says that the mother is bringing. If the mother is bringing, so is she being Megayer or not? So we could, in figuring out what we're talking about over here, we could ask, well, if the mother is not being Megayer, so it would seem like from Rashi that if the father in that situation, right, was bringing him, then you wouldn't need a dinner of Chizda. But isn't the Gemara later on only if the parent is being Megayer? So basically what we want to know is that Rashi would seem to say that there's a difference between Av and Aim. That's Rashi would be Mashma. And Rashi seems to be setting up the case over here that we should need the Chiddush of Rav Huna, as opposed to what the Gemara later on talks about, the scenario that we don't need the Chiddush of Rav Huna. So Zokrashi ein loyav. Rashi would seem to be saying is ein loyav, because if there was an av, then that's the Gemara later on that we don't need the dinner of Rav Huna for.
But even more than we don't need the dinner of Rav Huna, we don't need the based din.
Well,
right? The Rav asked before, are we still working with the Beis Din? So Rashi says, right, it's going, well, it's a question of what the Divrei Maskil is here, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But
don't you need a
basin
to be a
Miskaya,
no matter what?
Right, the question is, do you need
Who's Das, right? Whose Das are you using? So this we really raise the question in the Gemara, even the Gemara later on, right? When the Gemara says, Denicha b'mayda ov ravuhun, what is that doing? Is that just creating, telling us that it's a schus over here, and therefore, you know, we could use the Das Bezdin, or what we're saying is that we have the Das of the parent.
So, again, depending on what the Divrei HaMaskel is,
okay,
here,
yeah,
right? But the way we have it here is Al Das Bezdin Im Eimo Av. It's mashma that if there's a father there, you don't need the Das of the Beis Din, that the Das of the father is...
Okay, I right? Hear that,
but,
yeah.
But the Gemara here, where it says Nicha, that's clearly going back to Zachma Adam Shalom Bafanov, and therefore you do need the Beis Din, right?
So, right, so that might be the basis of the change.
Of the change in the Divrei
Maschil. In the Divrei Maschil. Could be... Right.
I understand something. If you have the Das and the Av, you still need the Beis Din, don't you?
You need to
do the Geirus, yeah. But not for the Das.
Okay. So when... What about... So when don't you need the Das? Right.
What?
So you need... You don't need the Das because you have the Das of the Av.
Right.
So when don't you need the Das?
Okay.
In Gadol, you don't need the das of the Beis Din, right? Right? And the question is by a cotton that has an av, do you need the das of the Beis Din or the das of the father?
Now the Gemara, I don't think that the Gemara is really addressing that. Right? When Gemara says the Nicha Rabbi Mai the Ovad Avuhain, the Gemara is not discussing over here whose das is making it work. The Gemara is just telling us that there's a Nichusa, that the child definitely wants to go along with what the father is doing. Right? And we ourselves are wondering so as far as who's supplying the das, does that change? Now, if it were to be that the father is supplying the das, so then we can ask ourselves a question over here, that once Rav Huna tells us that it's a zchus regardless, right? So then, do we necessarily need Beis Din to supply the das? Let's say the father is there, but he's not being megayer, right? He's not being megayer. He's just, you know, he thinks it's a good idea. He's not ready to change his lifestyle, but for his child, you know, it's a good idea. Right.
Is there shlichus to a guy? Right.
Okay, very good. Very good. Very good. Okay. Right. So that's a good point that you're saying. Right. Now, but that by the same token will be an issue over here, right? That when the father himself is being megayer, at what point in his personal gayrus are we standing? If we want to say that we could use the das of the father when the father is being megayer, right? So now, the point that we're raising over here is that using the das of the father is really non-related to whether the father is being megayer or not.
But you don't have to. I mean, you could say that the father inherently has the right. He doesn't need to be appointed the das of the son.
Okay, that's another avenue that you don't even this whole halacha we don't need to work with zchiyah. That's what I mean to say.
Yeah.
Right. Good. Okay. That's a different avenue.
Meaning he can happen. Like do it bal karcha?
Yeah,
like,
right,
say?
Right. That's okay. That's where he's heading.
Do you mind if I get a Rash? There's a Rashi in Yevamos.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Okay, no, not at all. Not at all. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right, so this is another avenue over here that which we were not yet ready for that.
Oh, you know the Rashi I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Rashi.
Okay.
You might, is it okay?
Yeah, sure, let's hear.
Because I don't know if maybe it'll help. She here says, Mem Zion, I think. I'm getting if I have the right place. Mem Zion Amud Aleph. I think. I'm going to find it. Doesn't look right. And that's maybe it's Mem Ches. Maybe it's Mem Ches here. I just want to find this. Right place here. Sorry. Oh, here. Lishna. Man, I need to find the Lishna Chrina. Where is it? Are you going to find this faster than me? Can you find the right place to read? Shmano Amals Lamidaso. Kativ Hava Mina Hai Avi Lomi Uzi here, Lashon Acher, the Iker. Eved Ish. There's a pasuk that says Eved Ish. Hachikamar. Eved Shehu Ish, meaning an Eved who's an adult, Af Al Gav Shehu Godol, Ubendas, Umalta Oto Balkarcho, meaning you can do your Eved who's an adult Balkarcho. the Iyatamal ben Shehu Ish. But you can't do Balkarcho ben Shehu Ish, the Iyatamal ben Shehu Ish Ger Balk Haba Lehid Goyer. All right, I'm not reading this right. Maybe you can read it better.
But what do you want to take out of this?
I feel like, meaning, I think that the way that Rashi learns it is that, meaning, you can do an Eved who's an adult Bal Korcho, but you can't do an adult who's not an Eved Bal Korcho. But Lediyuka, you can do a Ben, a person can do his Ben Bal Korcho. That an Av has a special koach to be Megayer, his son, Bal Korcho. I think that's the way that Rashi learns.
Okay, right. There's definitely such a sheet like this, I believe. Right.
Again, you really need to read a little Rashi to make sure I'm right. But
that would be an alternate direction in the Gemara. Let me just speak this out. See, until this point, we're learning that the geiris of a ger cotton, regardless, is done all the same way. We have the geiris. We need to supply das. So either Bezdin will supply the das, or whoever can supply that. But it's all gonna work with a halacha of schir. And the issue just, and the difference between the two cases is just as far as how simple it is that it should be a schus in order for the parish of schia to work. And the moral would seem to be saying that if the parent is being megayer, so then it's posh that it's a schus. Rav Huna was not coming to talk about that. He's commenting mechadesh that even if the parent is not being megayer, nevertheless, it's considered a zchus. So according to that understanding, everything's working with the same mechanics. Now, what Michael is raising over here, another direction that possibly that when the parent...
The lashon is mashma like the first way, because it says the nichaluhu, and that was the lashon beforehand. That it said nichaluhu beforehand by the top of the amud.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
But what's the difference between a father and a mother according to that? Which many Rishonim learn there's no difference between a father and a mother because of what you're saying. But Rashi learns there's a difference between a father and a mother. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So that's what we're that's what we're heading at. Mm-hmm. Now let me just tell you over like this. There's a Rashba over here, which quotes the Rashi. Right? Could be that maybe. His Rashi is not the same Rashi that we have, but there's a Rashba that says like this. He brings Rashi Shehevi Yosei Imoy. That's he brings Rashi. Now the first point that he makes is that we don't the Gemara is not really dependent on the mother bringing him. Let's say the mother doesn't bring him, right? Let's say none of his he's not brought by his parents at all. Dr. Rashba, the Rav Ara, that also works. Right? Rashi doesn't mean to say that we need a parent in order for Bezdin to be mat b'loisa.
He's saying even Rashi masks that the mother does not have to bring him, the kid can come by himself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's arguing with
Rashi. Right? Rashi doesn't mean to say that without the mother we can't be makbil him. That just means that Bezdin's not looking to do that. Right? But if whatever the situation comes in front of Bezdin has the ability to do that even without a parent. Now he says like this. He says that he's talking about our Gemara right now. When the Gemara says, "Begershin is gar ubanu vul b'naisav imoi," Zokter Rash, but lo sheyehi cholok b'dover zeh bein aveim. Right, this is what Rakhav was mentioning, that when our Gemara mentions over here that that the case that we don't need Rav Huna for is that Gershin is gay ubanu vul b'naisav imoi. The Rashba says, "Lo shehe chiluk bedover bein av ve'em." That more doesn't mean that it's dafka the av, right? Shehabonim gam kem nigron achar ha'em. Definitely, the same sfora that the Gemara says that it's the nichale the bonim gam kem nigron achar ha'em. Elokan shev yosei ha'em beloynis gaira. That the case that Rav Huna is talking about, mother brings v'loy nizgayro, v'hosam sheviyev nizgayro imoy, v'huadin le'im, d'nichale b'mayda over avuhin ha'imon, kein nire. So the Rashba seems to say, right, and see, he doesn't bring the part of Rashi that there's no av, m'ein loy av, m'ein loy av. He just brings the Rashi Shevi Yosei Imoy, and the Rashba makes a point that the difference in the Gemara really is whether the parent is being Megayer or not being Megayer, and not only that, but I don't even need the parent at all, right? For this halacha to be, if for whatever reason Bezdin has decides they want to be Megayer a cotton, then they could do it for that matter also. So he's not being Mechalik at all. Now in our Rashi, if we would feel that our Rashi seems to be saying Ein Le'av, right? Why is Rashi being Madgish over here? Im Ein Le'av V'imay Havayosay Lehis Gayer. How do we understand the Rashi? Right, this Rashi, Rashi would seem to be saying that if it's Yesh Le'av and the Av was bringing him to be Megayer, so it would sound like from Rashi that that's really more later on. Right, that's maybe how we would have touched the Gemara, and if that's so, that means that there's a difference between Av Aim. In some way, if there was a father, then you'd have the Gemara later on. Possibly, even if the Av is not being Megayer, right, which is not some mashplan in the Gemara later on. Elamai, that im ein lo Av means when the Av is being Megayer, so then it would be mashma from Rashi that Imoy doesn't have that din. Right, so what we're saying right now is like this: is that the way we have this Rashi, right? It would seem to be, it would sound like from the Rashi that if we had to be mechalk between Av and Aim, so it would sound like the other side of the Rashba, that this at the Gemara later on talks that a ger that he came to be megayer is dafka the Av, and that's what Rashi over here would mean. That even if the mother is being Megayah herself, right, which we're saying, you know, something which the Rishonim say not like this, but I'm just saying that in the way we have the Rashi, it would sound like that Rashi would be saying that the difference between Av and Aim, and the Gemara later on is Dafka Av, and this is over here is Aim. Now what we're saying over here is that it means even if she herself is being Megayah also, there's no difference whether she's Megayer or not. You don't have the din of Nichlub Mai, the Ovid Avuoin, only the Av. Now, again, like I'm saying, in the Rashba brings the Rashi and he says, Lehed, you're not like this. Right? We're just trying to see that what is the Rashi, the way we seem to have it, how do we explain the Rashi? Rashi clearly seems to be making a difference between Av and Aim. Right? So I'm just raising over here that a possibility, according to the way our Rashi is, it would seem to be the Rashba himself, right, is coming lafuke from this tzad, and the Rashba says that the Gemara later on, definitely there is no difference between Av, even though the Gemara mentions Av. Now, if the Rashi would seem to be making a difference between Av and Aim, right, that I guess would be where we would say the difference is. So that means like this. Right?
Didn't we mention before the possibility that the father has a special koyach to be Megayer his son?
Oh, well, that's what I'm suggesting from this Rashi over here.
It's just a power the father has. The mother doesn't have that power. The father has the power. So it's nothing to do with the Gemara later about the parent becoming Gerim along with them. This is a different thing. Rashi's saying in the first Rashi that if the father brings the kid to bed and the father says Das, the father has that koyach. Hashem, the Torah gave the koyach to the father to megayer his children if he wants. Even if he doesn't become Jewish. And the mother doesn't have that koyach. But the Gemara later is saying that if the parents, my father, mother, or both, whatever, it doesn't matter, become Gerim, then it's Nichole Madavur, that's a different thing. There's two separate things going on, I think.
So according to that, then the Oviv that it says in the Gemara, it will be Lav Dafka, because we don't...
Lav Dafka.
Right. Even according to Rashi.
I'm not saying more than Lav Dafka. Not that it means aim also, but it's really Dafka, not the Av, because the Av doesn't really need this din. Right? No, if we're understanding that the Gemara later on is Aloha, which applies to Av and Aim because of Nichusa, right? And the Av really doesn't need that Halacha,
right?
That's what I mean, right? You know,
because the Av can be Megayer children if it doesn't become Jewish, but in that case, it's not working through a Zchus, it's not working through a Nicha, it's working through a special power.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If the father becomes Jewish, then it's working through Nichusa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's I hear such an explanation. Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. But I just want to stress again that, you know, whatever we mentioned before, we're just trying to explain the Rashi here. But the Rashba definitely, with his Rashi, right, says clearly that the Gemara later on, right, is not limited to just the Av, the Aim also. And he doesn't seem to bring a Rashi that we have over here, which is making a difference between the Av and the Aim. Okay, but Eliyahu was offering a possibility based on Michael's Maramokim that maybe how we could understand what Rashi is referring to. Okay.
Yeah.